Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What up, y'all? It's the Airbuds Y'all Cast. Yeah, y'all. It's me, Jamel Johnson.
And it's me, Mike Benner. Cowboy mode, fuck, y'all.
Fuck is going on, cowpokes?
Nothing much. All-Star break is happening.
Yeah, I was more lit for the new episode of The Equalizer.
I always forget that Queen Latifah has a whole Equalizer show.
Genius. Genius is what I say.
Should we be watching that and doing a Patreon show about it?
Well, let's see what the fans think. Do the little biz for them, Benito.
Business time. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you maybe an Equalizer Queen Latifah show where we talk about...
If y'all so choose.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments. Are there comments on podcasts? I don't think so.
Might be tomorrow. Can't say yet. Maybe.
And if you can't go to patreon.com/airbudspod, go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click that 5-star button. Give us a good review, and we would appreciate it. And tell a friend. Hey, tell a friend about the buds.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that it's them again. We are non-binary as a podcast. We are men, but the podcast is not gendered.
I think the podcast is a beautiful woman.
The podcast is a trans woman. For shiggity. Who is shiggity. Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But the podcast, yeah, the podcast.
In her way.
In her own special way. Nah, for real. She's got a lot to offer. A beautiful soul, beautiful heart, and... We'll post your ass up. Please believe.
Kind of a bad attitude.
A little bit of a jerk.
But, you know, don't we all?
Hey, come on. Who amongst us?
If you get a couple drinks in her, she might try to fight a cop.
Yeah, maybe if she's on a date or not. We don't know.
To me, that's a positive. And now to the basketball. Happy basketball, Jamel. How do you feel about All-Star weekend?
I hope that this one was weak enough to get everybody to just take a step back and think about what needs to happen for real.
Yeah, it was kind of an underwhelming, again, All-Star weekend all around, I feel like. I don't think we're the first to say it, but All-Star weekend is maybe broken.
It hurts to be at this point because I think what brought a lot of us to this sport was All-Star Weekend. The NBA of all the sports had the best All-Star thing. You know what I'm saying? The energy around this was always the highest. The big stars come out. Don't no stars go to the motherfucking Pro Bowl? You can't. There's no baddies at the Major League Baseball All-Star game. The hose is not there.
This I feel like it used to be. I feel like in the 90s, Major League Baseball All-Star was like a thing. It was like a big event.
Well, that was
we got
before,
Sammy Sosa hitting dingers.
It was before white girls officially had ass. Or were. It was before white women were seeking ass. White women always had ass. But
it's before Sammy Sosa became a character for white girls.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, but that was the big, when Heather Locklear was the hottest woman in the world, that's when the bad joints, the Baywatch type small bikini joints was at the baseball for sure.
Yeah, the Maxim magazine cover girls were definitely in Atlanta in 1997 for the Home Run Derby.
Big time. The chicks love the dinger. Chicks love the long ball. Chicks dig the long balls. That's what they said. They meant it, bro. All the little blonde bombshells. But things have changed. And this is, it's finally gotten a little out of control.
Jamal, I want to go back to, I believe it was Thursday evening of All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. When Adam Silver, the most sauceless, like, league commissioner there is. No, like, zero fucking charisma on that guy. He's got
or
no
hair,
riz.
Or body hair.
No riz, no body hair.
There is a connection.
He was doing his, like, annual TED Talk / State of the Union about the league speech on Thursday in Indiana. And he brought Victor Wembanyama up on stage. Did you see this to introduce
no.
the new NBAI?
No.
Jamal, coming to League Pass soon, we're going to have NBAI, which, as far as I can tell, basically works the same as Alexa or Google Home or whatever, where you can ask the NBA app to do things for you.
The NBA app needs to fix their app first before they start adding shit.
Yeah. But I think the thing that went the most viral from the NBAI presentation was Victor Wembanyama asking NBAI to turn the latest Pacers game into a Spider-Man movie. Did you see that?
Nah, son. I missed all of this.
So Victor Wembanyama, live in front of an audience on stage, asks NBAI, can you show me the Pacers game as if it were a Spider-Man movie? And then there's a significant loading time, long enough of a time where it's just a frozen image on screen, and they're waiting for it to play. And Adam Silver, I guess in the awkwardness of the silence, is like, it's loading. It's generating. Which I'm like, this is a presentation. Why didn't you work the kink out for that? Or why didn't you just play a QuickTime video instead of actually have it take 30 seconds to generate video?
He's trying to go too hard. He's sauceless, but he thinks like a player. He thinks like a baller. He thought he was going to hit that shot. He thought he was going to hit it.
So then they show footage from the game, I guess kind of imagined as like a scene from the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movies.
I've heard of such things.
And, Jamel, it looks like shit. It doesn't look fun. It doesn't seem like a fun way to watch a game. And I'm like, nobody's asking for this. Nobody wants, no basketball fan is like, you know what would make me enjoying a random Indiana Pacers game on a Wednesday night better if it was an unintelligible, poorly written Spider-Man movie.
Listen, and this all does connect to why the All-Star game itself is weak now, why the judges are weird as hell. Everybody has this idea of what they think basketball is supposed to look like in their head. And then they try to show us that shit in reality and it be looking crazy.
Yeah. so I can't wait for NBAI to come out and for me to be like, NBA AI, show me the Sixers game, but if Joel Embiid was a stepmom stuck in a washer.
No. They're gonna have some restrictor plates on that. They're not gonna let you do that, man. Listen, Keldon Johnson being Spider Pig is one thing. But that is another, come on, that's NC-17, bro. The league for everybody.
NBA AI, show me the Chicago Bulls game, but if it's Anatomy of a Fall. NBA AI, give me the Zone of Interest version of this Wizards game.
Show me two Bucks games, one cup.
Please. So the weekend was off to an inauspicious start. We hit
and then
Friday.
Ruffles started tripping. Yeah, it's like Kai Cenat's crying for the ball, begging for the ball in a blowout. What the?
The celeb game was incredible. Just incredibly bad. Just a chaos broadcast. Too much happening. Too many people talking. The court was insane. Did you watch any of the celeb game?
I just saw a couple highlights. I didn't have I wasn't too on that.
Jamel, here's what happened in the celeb game. At one point, there was three things going on. You have the Ruffles 4-point line, which is moving back and forth because of the LED court. You had a button in the middle of the court where a coach could go hit it once per quarter, I believe, for the Ruffles crunch time where points are doubled. And then they also had floating stars around the court with each coach's face on it. And if you hit from that, it was worth 6. And this is all happening at the same fucking time.
Okay. See, they're trying to respond. I literally seen Miro and Carmelo Anthony and Joe Budden sort of agree with Miro and Carmelo that Rock and Jock should come back. So now they're trying to make the celeb game Rock and Jock, which is the right idea, Ruffles NBA. But yeah, execution.
But other than Jennifer Hudson, and I guess maybe if you're into R&B, Sir was playing and was kind of like the Mike Conley of the All-Star game. There was no real fucking celebs. There was no celebs.
You got to up the celebs, man. Because they all play ball. I just saw Giancarlo Esposito working on his left hand on Instagram yesterday.
Isn't he like,
you got Adam 65? Sandler?
Yeah.
He's 65. Adam Sandler out here. He's at West Hollywood Park right now. They don't even got rims no more. He's just out there working on his handle.
Has Adam Sandler ever played in the celeb game?
I'm not sure. He must have done a couple Rock and Jocks back in the day. You got to assume.
He and Kevin James played in the 2007 All-Star game.
Okay. Which is interesting you bring up 07. The national anthem for the 07 All-Star game is absurd. It's just like a Vegas lounge act. This guy, Danny Gans, is Danny Gans and Friends.
I can't believe knew that.
Nah, because I watched it last night. After the game got so bad, I went on this mission to find out when the game got weak as fuck.
And you can trace it back to Danny Gans?
I watched Danny Gans in the middle. It didn't actually start. Maybe Danny Gans was the actual beginning of the end because it's the whitest shit of all time. I think this was a direct response to the 2006 anthem, which was Destiny's Child. And they did an 8-minute national anthem. Destiny's Child sung the national anthem so long that the NBA, Daniel Stern was like, get the whitest motherfuckers we can find because it can never go like this again.
Honestly, that might be the beginning of the end because I feel like in the early 2000s to mid 2000s, we had Mariah Carey there. We had Destiny's Child. We had actual stars doing everything. And listen, now fame, it doesn't seem like people want to come out.
As fame changed, the NBA is not keeping up with what we need to be seeing as the viewer. I think the game turned to butt cheeks. It starts to shift to ass in 2014. That was I went back to motherfucking 93. And I watched game highlights and whatever first quarters I could get my hands on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? A combination of the two. And there's just something you can see the defense officially start to leave the game in 2014. Dudes are getting out of the way on dunks. That's when it starts. And that's when the young dude, Steph and Kyrie, when they come in, this is when the game starts to turn to ass. LeBron's still trying hard, and everybody's like, what the fuck is wrong with this? What are you doing?
I think that maybe is a true sign of the game being like done. It's cooked, because LeBron James didn't even really play in the second half at all.
Listen, why would he?
The biggest tryhard in the history of the NBA, like, did not even get into the game.
Why would he, bro? It's shooting practice. It's shooting and dunking practice time. And he's good. I think he knows how to do both of them things.
He's pretty good.
The last dude to try hard was Giannis, and we all made fun of Giannis for trying hard. We don't even realize we got fucking sauce-pilled. Dog, we got sauce-pilled in, like, 2016, and we ain't even know it. And then Giannis came in and he tried hard. And we was like, what's wrong with this foreign ass? You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with this foreign ass? Going back to the celeb game, I wanna bring up two moments.
Yeah, please, Jamel. Take us back.
Lil Wayne was one of the celebrity coaches for, I believe, Team Stephen A. Smith. And yes, I did watch the entire celebrity game very closely. What time do you think he showed up?
Stephen A. showed up third quarter.
No, Lil Wayne. Stephen A. was there from
Lil
jump.
Wayne. Okay, he was there from. Yeah, what am I saying? I saw Stephen A. shooting high school threes in a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Wayne showed up third quarter. How about that?
He showed up halfway through the second quarter, with the wearing the promotional Ruffles t-shirt that they clearly gave away to the crowd, like over his outfit, eating a bag of chips. He walks on, like, you can literally watch him walk onto the court like he's just arriving, high out of his mind. They immediately put a microphone headset on him and start talking to him during the broadcast, and he's still getting his bearings. He looks at the floor and he's just like, ah, oh, man, I can't look at this floor. He's just tripping out over the floor.
Like that ass it's serious? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, that does sound fun.
Yeah, it was great. And then the other thing I want to talk about was Tristan Jass. Do you know who he is?
Nah, but he's like a little blondie shorty cakes, huh?
Little blondie shorty cakes YouTuber who, he's one of these guys that like Max is Nice, who like makes his bones by imitating NBA players.
It's a black scent, but with his body.
Exactly. He was trying very hard during the game, like super hard. At halftime, as he's walking back to the locker room, Kelsey Plum, who's sitting courtside, the camera catches this. It's not like a part of the broadcast. The camera just kind of catches this. She shakes his hand and goes, pass the ball, because he's just driving to the lane every time he touches.
He's going
did
nuts.
You see that?
Okay. No, but I saw the quote.
Yeah, so then he later, after the game, after his team loses pretty badly by like 15 or whatever, he quote tweets a Bleacher Report tweet that caught the moment. And he says, I had more assists at halftime than she averaged her whole last season, and more assists at halftime than her whole career average. You pass the ball, Kelsey Plum.
Which doesn't seem right at first glance, but we're talking about career averages, multiple games, games on games on games, and he's talking about a celebrity game.
Right, and he's passing the ball to a 6'3" NBA wide receiver who is dunking over a Twitch streamer.
Yeah, like, he's talking to who? Like Micah Parsons?
Yeah, like Micah Parsons. You give Micah Parsons the ball, and he's going to dunk over Jennifer Hudson every time. Like, what? Like, you can't compare your assist in the Celebrity All-Star Game to Kelsey Plum, two-time champion Kelsey Plum.
What? How far? What was the numbers? What was the discrepancy? I got to know.
I didn't look it up. I think Kelsey Plum probably averages like 6 assists per game.
Somebody
got to also imagine they play 40 minutes versus the NBA's 48. So that number is deflated by
how long nature. Is the celeb game? Celeb games got is 40, right?
I think it's 40, yeah.
So that's
Kelsey Plum averages 4 assists for her career.
And like 20 points? Nah, wait,
she averages
okay, hold on,
13. 14 and a half, 3 rebounds, 4 assists for her career. Last season, she averaged 4.5 assists and 19 points.
So Tristan Jazz says that his celeb game is more impressive than her entire body of work, which is 2 rings in the pros and the scoring, the then NCAA scoring title and all of that there.
Yeah, I do think there's something to be said that this might just be like friendly trash talk between two hoopers or whatever. Kelsey Plum did respond to him on Twitter by calling him a naked mole rat.
That's good.
Yeah. But, you know, I just think it's like it didn't help. It felt like Twitter bros going at WNBA players, this situation here.
Yeah. It's unavoidable every year.
Yeah. Saturday came around, and another naked mole rat was the star of the show. We had Mac McClung in the dunk contest.
Rob Hayes said this to me, and I must credit him. The dunk contest should just be, like, first. Like, we don't need the dunk contest doesn't have to headline the night. The NBA should just kind of be able to recognize when it's going to be a bad dunk contest and just make it earlier. It's like when Judd Apatow would pop up at Meltdown. Judd Apatow, no, he ain't that funny. He's not about to be hanging around. He's not closing the show. Just let me go first. I'm going to get up out of here.
Yeah. Especially, like... Okay, 2 things about the dunk contest. Number 1, the scoring is fucking stupid. Like,
yes, yeah,
when you give a guy a 50, when you give a guy a 50, you're saying this is the best dunk I've ever seen in my life. So for everything to get like a 48, 49, 50 is stupid.
Well, I know what you're saying in terms of that's what a 50 means, but I think they're trying to say that it's a class of dunks that is in that these are the, because there's a few different versions of a dunk you've never seen before that are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think at this point we've seen every dunk possible.
So yeah, I mean, the problem isn't the numbers, it's the people in control of the numbers, obviously. But what do you think? What is a better, what's a more, what should they be doing? Because it is fucked up.
I don't know. Maybe they should just be dunking on people. They should get the best defenders in the league, the best rim protectors, Rudy Gobert, Joel Embiid, to stand at the rim and try to block these dunks.
Now, that's basically what the NHL skills challenge is. You get the goalies in there. What they did this year was, so they had a shooting contest, and they're, you know what I'm saying? Whoever get the most goals wins, but for the goalies... Whoever got the most stops got $100,000.
See, okay, now this I like. There should be a team of dunkers and a team of defenders, and you get a point for a dunk and you get a point for a block shot. And you just kind of let them go for 5 minutes and whoever wins gets to split $1 million or whatever.
Yeah, that's fun. Alt version, the dunkers get to dunk on their judges. Yes,
yeah.
We get Dominique Wilkins. We wheel Dominique Wilkins' old ass out there and we let Jaime Jaquez jump over Shaq and yam on Dominique Wilkins.
Aaron Gordon is waiting to fucking dunk on Dwayne Wade right now.
You know what I'm saying? That yeah. He would love to do it, and I would like to see it. And I think, and then the judge,
I would pay to see based, it. Yeah.
Based on how hard they get dunked on, the judge is like, all right, well, that was a 50. I'm on the ground. He dunked on
I'm
me
on the ground
right there.
I rolled my ankle. I'm going to need someone to put Dominique Wilkins in a wheelchair and take him back to the hotel. But hey, he's going to give a 50 on his way out.
I'm going to give you a 50 before I go to this this St. John's or whatever.
The other than the scoring, Jamel. Okay, so Jaylen Brown, the first legit star to be in the dunk contest in as long as I can remember.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute since somebody who was like really starting in the All-Star game did this.
Do you think they juiced his scores to get him to the finals?
Yes. But I don't think it was because he was a star.
Why do you think it was?
Well, I think it was because he was a legit NBA guy. And he was, you know what I'm going to just, he was the blackest guy. I think the panel was in Indiana, which, as we've said many times, one of the blackest places in the universe. Gary, Indiana is the center of blackness. And Naptown is not that far off. And I think everybody was feeling some type of way. I mean, Kenny Smith, even Kenny being like, how he was, you know what I'm saying? What's all this Mexican business?
Did he say that? I wasn't really catching a lot of the commentary, I'll be honest.
I think he had something to say about the flag getting projected on the court.
Did he really?
I think so, dog.
We'll get to like some more problematic commentary from the NBA team later, but yeah.
I just think they did.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
But I don't think it was because of any star. Not necessarily because of his stature as a player.
I think they maybe juiced his numbers because he is a star and they want to get stars back into the dunk contest. They don't want to keep having Mac McClung trotted out, I don't think. Sure. They would love it if LeBron James was in the dunk contest, which he's never done, right?
No, he never did, never will. It's done. You know what I'm saying? It was the thing that made it like he could have But how long would it have lasted? Even if LeBron did the dunk contest, eventually they would have made it bad still.
Yeah. I'm not saying it would I don't think it's going to be good again ever. It's never going to get back to Vince Carter levels.
No. I think, you know what? I think they're
on even Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine levels.
I think they're on to something with this dunk contest stuff. With the way they're bringing in dudes who ain't really in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's good. I think it's time to get the Flight Brothers in there. Let's just get all the YouTube dunkers in there. Do it. And then have the judges all be current players. And they can still, you could catch passes from whoever. Somebody jumps over Shaq, yes. But I'm just saying, like, I'm good with all of the contestants not being in the league.
Do you remember when Craig Sager died? And for maybe a couple years after, they did the, like, we're going to have a three-point. Like, for every three-pointer made in 2 minutes, like, we're going to donate, like, $1,000 to cancer research.
Yes, yes, I do. I remember that awkward one with Candace Parker and them trying to hit half-court shots.
Yeah, why did they stop doing that?
Because it was that weird, because there was a bunch of missed half-court shots.
So they just don't donate to cancer anymore?
Yeah, basically, they was like, cancer had to take a fall there for the production of the event, obviously.
I will say this, Jaylen Brown did not deserve to go to the finals. Jacob Toppin's dunks were better. Jaime Jaquez's dunks were negligible. Like, he could have been better than Jaylen Brown or not. But it should have been Toppin and Mac McClung for sure in the final.
I agree. Also, Jaquez, the thing about it, he jumped over Shaq, man.
Yeah.
First dunk of the night, first attempt. What more do you want from a man? All we ever say is don't miss that first one. And he jumped over Shaq. Yes, he used Shaq to vault. Yes, he pushed off of Shaq. Yeah. But still, he jumped over Shaq, and he's big as shit. But you are right about Toppin. Toppin basically just was like one centimeter better than Jaquez. Everything Jaquez did, Toppin would just make it look a little cooler.
Mm-hmm. And like every great white man before him, he saw someone that is not white do something and said, I can take that idea. And then he dunked over Shaq too.
Yeah, yeah. And he did dunk over Shaq a little cooler.
Cleaner, for sure. And also, I guess, more cleaner, impressive because he's like a 5'8" white guy who has a 60-inch vertical. But
I think being taller makes jumping over a big guy more impressive, actually. But the cleaner jump is still more important.
Yeah. There's also that part of it where it's like, pardon me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Like, Mac McClung just has freak of nature level vertical. So are we giving him more points because he can just naturally jump higher through no like fault of his own? He can jump higher than Jaime Jaquez.
I mean, but that's the name of the game, bro. There's two schools of thought, power or finesse. And it's true. Just looks cooler. It just looks cooler when a smaller person does the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Did you catch the Sabrina versus Steph 3-point shootout?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that thing.
Respectable. I think it ended as well as it could have, I think.
I think
29-26. Yeah.
The way it all went down went so perfectly not viral. It was actually the best result for the WNBA. The best round in the men's competition was a 26. The winning round was a 26. She went out there, went first, got a 26.
Yeah.
And then Steph won.
From the 3-point line. Armors. From the NBA 3-point line. Yeah.
From the line. From the real line.
Mm-hmm.
if we want to act like, if you want to act like that. And then Steph wins, which appeases the He-Man Woman Haters Club. He also didn't break 30. He also didn't break 30 because everybody was like, oh my God, broke 30. And it's like, guys, you added 6 more points to the motherfucker. First off. But
that's a good point. How long have they been doing the bonus racks?
It's been a few years. I feel like it's been a while since they started making the logos bigger.
But they weren't doing that in like the 90s, right?
No. They did that for Steph, man. That was a Steph edition.
That was another thing about the All-Star Celebrity Game was I think the final was like 90 something to like 80 something. But if you took away all the like bonus points or like the crunch time or points or double or the 6-point shots or the 4-point shots, the score would have been like 30 to 20.
They had to put some sauce on it, man.
I know. Inflation is hitting everything, including NBA All-Star Weekend.
I saw, you know, let me, I need to jump back for a second. Mm-hmm. Well, no, let's just finish the 3-point stuff because we're already in it, but skipped rookie game. I actually watched the rookie LA Fitness off.
I did not watch any of that. In a word, how was it?
It was the best LA Fitness runs I ever saw.
There was four teams, right?
Yeah, it was like 4 teams, and they played like 2 10-minute quarters or something. It was like shortened little mini games.
It's funny. It must feel like shit to not make the rookie/rising stars game. Like, because at this point there's what, 40 people getting selected?
Yeah, they got a whole G League. They put the whole elite roster in one of them joints. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be upset. Who didn't get it? Who didn't make it this year?
Did both Thompson twins make it?
You know what? My guess is no.
I don't think Amen did not make it, I don't think.
Wow.
Asar did, I think, but not Amen.
Hurt. That's insane.
Yeah. But good for Asar. He's got something over his twin brother for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's true. It generally was pretty goofy. It's insane. Like, Wembanyama, like, couldn't get a board. But they did. They were doing, like, it was, like, first to 40 or something.
Wembanyama can't play basketball anymore because if it doesn't look like Spider-Man to him, he's not interested.
That's what it was looking like for most of that game. And then he would catch, you know, a freakish oop, and then he would go out there and, like, you know, trick off another rebound. It was super weird. But I saw effort in the rookie game that was not in the All-Star game, which is very interesting because in all of the years of the All-Star game being somewhat competitive, the talk was about how the rookies weren't trying hard enough. In all of these rookie games I went back and looked into, there's mad years of who's the motherfucker, like Doug Collins being like, the league's got to talk to these kids about trying harder, man. I thought last night was going to go better than it did. That was some bullshit. Like, there's a lot of hate on the rookie game. So they have fixed the rookie game, people.
Speaking of fixing, Jamel, do you think the All-Star game was fixed so that Dame would get MVP?
I mean, it does. It sort of was like, well, it wasn't fixed. It's just, if nobody's going to play defense, the guy who's the best at shooting threes is going to be the MVP.
So the All-Star MVP is voted on by fans, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not even sure.
Tyrese Halliburton, hometown boy, playing in front of his home crowd. He scored 32, had 3 blocks, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, and shot 70% as opposed to Dame, his 47% with 39 points, also six assists, but only two rebounds. Why didn't Tyrese Halliburton get it?
Well, because they had the fans voting. That's why. You're right. If it must have been a fan vote. And it just, I mean, look, he shot it from half fucking court. Mm-hmm. Nobody's playing defense. He scored the most. It typically it's high score wins. You know?
It's true. It just feels like you could have given it to Tyrese Halliburton. It would have been a fun little bow on the night.
My problem is I can't give you that. I can't award you that. I can't say, ooh, wow, you got three blocks in a game that had 500 points in it. I can't even award those blocks.
Other than... Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I misread. He had three turnovers, not three blocks. It was in the wrong column. Tyrese Halliburton. That makes more sense. That changes my entire argument.
There you go.
Yeah. On the East, only one person tallied a block, and that was Jason Tatum. Of course, he would get a block in the All-Star game. And then on the West, there are two people each tallied one block. Who do you think it was?
Jokic and... Jokic and it's got to be a guard. Weirdest guard I can think of.
Onto something.
I'm blanking. I'm blanking super hard right now. Ah, fuck. Kawhi.
Nope. It was Anthony Davis with one and Steph Curry with the other.
Ah, nice.
You were onto it, though. You were getting there.
I was feeling, I knew you when you said it, I was like, gotta be a guard. Also, Steph smacked glass.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Do you think that was an alley-oop, or was that a missed shot by Karl Anthony Towns?
Oof. Karl was shooting everything. It was a shot.
I think it was a shot that he just fucking whiffed, and Steph happened to be there to catch it like an oop. But shout out to Karl Anthony Towns for trying to go between the legs to end the game and just turning the ball over. Very funny.
That was the most, this game isn't real. We're truly just fucking around out here.
Yeah, it was, before the game, I think it might've been Thursday during Adam Silver's big press conference. He essentially said something like, I've sat down and talked to the players and this year, you're going to get a highly competitive game. That was a lie. We did not get that
like,
at all.
No, which first off, just the image of Adam Silver sitting down with the players.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to make sure you guys are going to try hard this year. Yeah, whatever, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like the principal asking you to be on your best behavior during the field trip.
Yeah, eating my sandwich on the bus.
We're going to throw half of it at a lady on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you know what's up. You know what's up.
I just feel entirely underwhelmed by the All-Star experience at this point. I don't know why we do it. It's becoming more like the Pro Bowl every year. It's just players show up for this one. But it's not like they're trying. LeBron played 13 minutes total.
There's, you know what? All right. So I say it starts to truly devolve around 2014. I think the beginning of that is the big bang is Chris Paul, Joakim Noah getting elbowed by Chris Paul. Is kind of and then the next couple years, it's like, all right, we're not trying no more. I think the real thing behind it is that these guys actually kind of like each other. Like, this is a generation of players that they kind of hang out and stuff. And I think before, it was a lot of, like, when Garnett was a perennial all-star, it's like, yeah, nobody, th- These guys aren't hanging out. Everybody only hangs out with their own team. And whenever they see each other, it's like, yeah, I'm trying not to get embarrassed.
Yeah. Dame won MVP of the game. I did like in his speech at the end, he talked about how it feels good because he's been at the All-Star game for a while. And to finally get this recognition, blah, blah, blah. But then he said something like, you know, I was in the locker room and I looked around, you know, I've been in the All-Star game for a long time and I'm just seeing a bunch of like new people that like, I'm not, that like are new here. And if, you know, basically saying like, there's a lot of new faces and I'm like, you just got traded from the Western Conference to the Eastern Conference. Like it's,
yeah, that's like why the faces are new.
That's why a lot of the faces are different, Dame. Like there's a lot of like the same players are on here. Like just because Jalen Brunson is there doesn't mean like everything is changing for you.
Yeah, everything's changing. My coach I got here. What was Doc Rivers up to? I ain't see here nothing from Doc.
No, all I heard from Doc was that the fresh cut he got on Thursday night. You saw that, right?
Yo, the most Indianapolis shit of all time.
A fucking baldest guy in the league somehow got lined up.
Shadow fade, shadow band ass.
I think someone just took like a pencil and like kind of like rubbed it on the side of his head.
Yo, they hit his head with some wood glue and shook some pepper on that bitch.
Doc Rivers, man. Boy, it is so funny to me that he is, I think, 3-7 since becoming the coach and has blamed every loss on a different thing.
This break was the best for him. He needed a break fast.
Yeah. They gave up an easily winnable game to the Memphis Grizzlies right before break. And he, in the press conference, blamed it on his players already being in Cabo mentally.
I wish him the best. Hopefully this Dame getting the MVP in the pretend basketball game vaults them to some sort of success as a squadron.
I don't hope that. I hope they flame out. I think common refrain for me. I think the Bucks are frauds.
I know what you want.
Yeah.
And that's you. And you've been saying that since Doc Rivers was your coach. So I know it's not a Doc thing. It's a Bucks organization thing.
You know what I want? Is I want to see Joel Embiid stuck in a fucking dryer. NBAI, help me out here.
Hey, NBAI, can you do it like...
Make Joel Embiid my stepmom and I find him stuck in the dryer.
My word, bruh. Yeah, and then have him making a crazy face. Let's get a shot of his face of him just looking like, what?
Those exist. There's definitely... Joel Embiid, when you see a shot of him dunking, he looks like he's getting pounded from behind. That's what his face is.
He said he could win the dunk contest, too.
I know. If it wasn't for his knees, yeah.
They got to get rid of the Dutch judges. They got to do all types of stuff. And they got to stop letting Scotty Barnes do extra shit. Scotty was looking crazy out there.
Yeah, he was. He was
skills
trying very hard.
Nuts. What the hell, Scotty? I'm pretty sure Scotty Barnes was on ketamine. You heard it here first. Scotty Barnes was in a K-hole out there, man.
He was in a K-hole. K-hole is life.
You know, he was really singing the Canadian anthem. He was really humming the Canadian anthem to himself like he's from there.
Where is he from?
This motherfucker's from Florida, man.
Yeah. West Palm Beach. There you go.
The hell? That's horse tranquilizers, man.
He has the look and the vibe of like the best friend of the lead in like a CW drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would be a plot about, like, you know, he's on ketamine, like, in the high school basketball team has to, like, you know, ask him to stop.
Yeah, yeah, they all come to him, and then the dad from Seventh Heaven does some whole other shit.
You know about the dad from Seventh Heaven, right?
That's why I said that.
Okay.
What's next? What's the next thing we got?
Shout out, the worst of the weekend for me overall, Charles Barkley, who they cut over. I guess they were doing an alternate broadcast with Charles Barkley, who clearly was drunk or on something, doing play by play with Draymond Green, and Taylor Rooks, I believe. But they cut over to it on the main broadcast at one point, and Charles Barkley, went out of his way to talk shit about San Francisco to Draymond Green. And in doing so, he essentially said, all homeless people are criminals that will shoot you.
Oh,
he said, you can't walk around San Francisco because the homeless criminals will shoot you. Fuck you, Charles Barkley. That's how I feel about that.
It's, bruh, they just gotta get in the workshop on it. They just gotta get in the workshop on this stuff. That's all. I did not watch a single second of that extra broadcast. Everybody's got their own version of the Manning cast now. And it was Taylor Rooks and Draymond, and then I think like Spike Lee came in. Like, they had a bunch of random people come in there. So it might be worth a Bud's examination. It might not.
We should look into it, maybe. We also need to do a deep dive again on Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, whom, I don't know if you know this, they were on the latest season of Traitors together. Do you know Traitors?
What is Traitors?
Traitors is a reality show where they basically have celebrities come on, and it is like a very elaborate live-action game of Mafia with like challenges and stuff.
Oh, okay. But
Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen were on together. And then even more interesting is that she kind of acted recently online, like she and Marcus Jordan broke up. And then it ended up being a kind of content farming maneuver to, I think, have like talk about on their podcast because they didn't really break up.
Okay. It's time to dive. Get our scuba gear out.
Yeah,
get it out of storage. We're about to go on some dives, man.
Oh, my second worst of the weekend goes to Kenny Smith, by the way, who I think I wasn't really paying attention to the commentary very much. I had it kind of low volume, but if you look at Twitter, everyone thought that he was just hammered during the dunk contest, and I did hear one quote that he. Speaking of Mac McClung, he said, some teams got to give this guy a chance. Mac McClung has been on almost every team in the NBA. He's had so many chances. This guy is not a good player, Kenny. He's had the chances. All he can do is dunk. We're seeing what he can do.
Yeah, he kind of... They had him in the Rising Star Challenge, and they were blowing out Wembanyama's team, and then they just looked like shit. Mac McClung got a backcourt.
They had Mac McClung in the Rising Stars Challenge, a 38-year-old in the Rising Stars Challenge.
He already rose, man.
Yeah, he rose as far as he's gonna rise. Yeah,
he rose.
All right, Jamel, should we wrap it up? We got no basketball till Thursday. We're going to drop a special episode on Wednesday featuring Jamel's interview.
Yes, with my good friend Monica Nevy.
Monica Nevy, very funny. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you guys midweek. Anything you want to plug, Jamel?
I just want to plug the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Okay, so you like... Just figure it out, gang. Just figure it out.
And I'm going to go figure out exactly what kind of porn I want to watch on top of my basketball. Thank you, NBA AI. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, man. Make the Kings black.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.